Deuteronomy chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide yourself from them. You shall in every case bring them again to your brother. And if your brother is not near to you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall be with you until your brother seeks after it, and you shall restore it to him again. In like manner you shall do with his donkey. And so shall you do with his clothing. And with all lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost, and you have found, you shall do the same. You may not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down by the way, and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear man's clothing, neither shall a man put on a woman's clothes, because all who do so are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, your God. If a bird's nest happens to be before you in the way in any tree, or on the ground, whether there are young ones, or eggs, and the female sitting upon the young, or upon the eggs, you shall not take the female with the young. But you shall in every case let the female go, and take the young to yourself, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a guard rail for your roof, that you not bring blood upon your house, if any man falls from there. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seeds. Lest the fruit of your seed which you have sown, and the fruit of your vineyard, be defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear clothes of different fibers, such as of wool and linen together. You shall make for yourselves fringes upon the four quarters of your robe, with which you cover yourself. If any man takes a wife, and goes into her, and hates her, and give occasions of speech against her, and brings up an evil name upon her, and says, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not to be a virgin, then the father of the young woman, and her mother shall, take and bring forth the tokens of the young girl's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the young girl's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man to be his wife, and he hates her. And, look, he has given occasions of speech against her, saying, I did not find your daughter a virgin. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and discipline him. And they shall fine him in 100 shekels of silver, about 40 ounces or 2.5 pounds or 1.14 kilograms, and give them to the father of the young girl, because he has brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. But if it is true, and the tokens of virginity are not found for the young girl, then they shall bring out the young girl to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die. Because she has done folly in Israel, to play the prostitute in her father's house, so you shall put evil away from among you. If a man is found lying with a woman married to a husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man who lay with the woman, and the woman. So you shall put away evil from Israel. If a young girl who is a virgin young woman is engaged to a husband, and a man finds her in the city, and lies with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall stone them with stones so that they die. The young woman, because she did not cry out, being in the city, and the man, because he has humbled his neighbor's wife, so you shall put away evil from among you. But if a man finds a married young woman in the field, and the man forces her, and lies with her, then the man only who lay with her shall die. But to the young woman you shall do nothing. There is in the young woman no sin worthy of death. Because as when a man rises against his neighbor, and kills him, even so is this matter, because he found her in the field, and the married young woman cried out, but there was no one to save her. If a man finds a young woman that is a virgin, who is not married, and lays hold on her, and lies with her, and they are found, then the man who lay with her shall give to the young woman's father 50 shekels of silver, about 20 ounces or 1.2 pounds or 570 grams, and she shall be his wife. Because he has humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor uncover his father's skirt.